I want to start today's shiur just as a matter of interest. It's not so much Nageya, we're going to be talking about Parshas Devarim. But I want to start it with a shtickel machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. And it's an interesting issue, and it's not a terrible thing to sort of start the shiur with that. It's just that maybe it'll add interest a little bit. The shayrish, the first shayrish of the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs is HaShayrish HaRishayn She'ein Roy Limnois Bechlal HaZeh HaMitzvahs She'ein Midrabanan. That if you're going to count up the Tariyak Mitzvahs, you're not going to count up Mitzvahs which are the Rabbanan. So the Rambam says, Da Ki Zeho Inyan Loi Ho Yoroi Le'oire Olav Le'bi'uroi. I should not really have had to mention this. Ki acha shehoyo loshen ha-Talmud sheish meyos v'sholosh esrei mitzvahs nemru loy le-Moshe b'Sinai eich nema b'dobo shu mit-Rabbonan shu b'chlal ha-Minyan. If we're only counting things that were said at Sinai, so obviously you can't count Rabbonan. The Rabbonans weren't said at Sinai. Avol he'irunu olav, I decided that I do have to mention it. Bipnei shetou by rabim, and he means the Bahag, the Baal Hilchos Gedolos, shetou by rabim umonu ner Chanukah umikro Megillah bichlal mitzvos aseh v'chein meyer brochus b'chol yoim v'nichum aveilim u'bikor choilim u'kvuras meisim v'albosh as arumim v'chishuv tekufa ishmoyne osa yoim ligmo bohen as ahalel. And so he mentions also mitzvahs which are the Rabbanan. And therefore, since I see a Grosse Yid, the Behag, was made a toast with this, therefore my first shagash will be to demonstrate that that cannot be a part of the minion of Taryak. So the Ramban is of course tries to defend the Behag, and I'll just read to you the Saneguria, which he says on the Behag. It's a long shtickle, but this comes somewhere in the not mamish near the beginning, and he says that there are three ways in which you can defend the Behag. It says ho echot mipnei shehachachomim noyagim ze tomet. You find throughout Chazal speaking, you found this idea lehovi beinyonim sheledivrehem loshon toira, that they are talking to Rabbanans, but they call them the Rises. Ulechazek oisam oid bepsukei toira. They bring psukim to be mechazek them, although they're the Rabbanan. K'moishu amru mipnei ma amru toira nischu mayim b'chag. Why did the Torah say Nisru Mayim B'chak? But the Torah didn't say that. Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu Nisru Mayim Lefonai B'chak Kadei Sheyish Baruch Hu Lachem Gishmei Shona. So that's not the Raisa. V'omru Imru Lefonai B'rosh Hashona Malchiyos Zichroinos V'shoifochos V'adova Yodua B'gmora She'enan Eled Rabbonan. Yeah, Rosham Oid Im Eino Tekeya Lemalchiyos Lama hum mazkir. So, yeah, so Moses says the Rachmona Omer Litka. The Torah says that you should be mazkir, although Malchus and Zeroin and Shaivas are only the Rabbonan. Vava vishem the Rabbonan, Bloy Sofek, Mufurush Amru, Heuchen, Lemokam, Shetoykin, Vein Heuchen, Lemokam, Shemavochen. So Moses says, Pshita, Hot Rabbonan, Hot Reise. If you have a choice, in one place they only have a shofar, but they don't know anybody who can say the brachas, and the other one can say the brachas, but they can't blow the shofar, go to where the shofar is. So Moses says, Pshita, the tkiyas Hot Reise, and the brachas Hot Rabbonan. So it's very clearly established that there are many, many things which are the Rabbonan, and nevertheless, the Torah says, Rachmonam, you should say the brachas. So there's a lot of Makoros to say that even if something is only the Rabbanan, it's legitimate to somehow cloak it in the shinois and quotations, which would imply that it's really Minatoro. So Ramban simply says, my terrors number one, there are going to be two other the Terutz and on the Behag, which we don't have to learn now. But what it says over here is that his tariff number one is that it's legitimate to talk about the Rabbanans as though they are derisors. The trouble is, at least for me it's a trouble, that the Ramban doesn't explain why. I mean, if it's not derisor, so why call it derisor? He just shows that is how Chazal talk. But I think it needs asking, so why do they talk that way? So let's get to Devorim. There's Sefer Devorim, Parshas Devorim, and Mirz Hashem. I hope I'll remember. We'll get back to this Rambam and Ramban. So, you know that Sefer Devorim, Parshas Devorim, is a problem for most people, for everybody, really, because how does it start? Ele Advorim, Asher Diber Moshe, called Bnei Yisrael, Ve'eva Yaden. Yeah, it's Moshe speaking. So nobody knows exactly how to deal with Sefer Devorim. Is it Moshe speaking, or is it the Rabbi Nishon telling Moshe to speak? It's part of the Torah, and Moshe didn't say a single letter in the Torah which was not Mipi the Rabbi Nishon. And the whole Sefer Devorim is said in the first person, or much of it. So is it Moshe talking? So if it's Moshe talking, so he seems to have said it on his own. So there are many, many different shittas in this. And that, of course, could be about 20 shiurim on its own to try and be mevara the various shittas. But as often happens, I found that the Ramban is very, 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 very interesting over here. And I'd like to deal a little bit with the Ramban. So I'll read out to you, if it comes towards the middle or the end of the Ramban on the first pasuk in Devorim. V'hinei hizkir b'kan shnei Devorim. Oma, shediber Moshe el kol Yisrael, kechol asher tzivu oisa Hashem Elokim. So Moshe said to the Yidden, everything that Hashem had commanded him. Now what does it mean, Hashem had commanded him? Doesn't say anywhere, v'adav Hashem el Moshe lema, this is Sefer Devorim. So what does it mean that the Rebbein Shem had commanded him? B'zeh romaz al ha-mitzvahs shiyom Elohim b'sefer hazeh. Ach, wait, it's avas Hashem, v'avtas Hashem Elokecha. Get. Because of the Sefer Chizkiyahu. There are many, many mitzvahs which are mentioned in Sefer Devorim, which are not mentioned anywhere earlier. So what is Moshe Rabbeinu saying over here? Shlo nizkeru adheinu b'toivo. V'omer shehem kechol asher tzivu oisa aleihem Hashem loy hoisev loy gora al mashe netztave v'hizkeze bavush lo yoyme bohem v'aydave Hashem el Moshe v'lochen kol al oisam ato shehem kulam kechol asher netztave v'mvi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is the first thing that he says, that Shediber Moshe el kol Yisrael kechol asher tzivu oisa Hashem Elokim aleihem. He's saying to them like this, listen, it's true that you never heard these mitzvahs from me before, but you should know that every single mitzvah which I mentioned in Sefer Devorim has already been told to me by the Rabbi Nishlam. Probably at the beginning, before the Meraglim, that was on this, the later on decision that they should stay so long in the Midbar. But vice versa, that as part of Mamet Hasina, whatever it is, we don't know, but that every mitzvah which is mentioned in Devorim was told to Moshe Rabbeinu by the Rabbi Nishlan. And that is what Moshe Rabbeinu is stressing over here. Don't say, hey, you're coming along with mitzvahs which we never heard before, mezuzah, whoever heard of a mezuzah. You're making these things up. So Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, no, I'm not making them up. They are things that the Rabbi Nishlan told me. Now, Versteht sich, so we have to ask, did he tell you to tell it to the Yidden? If he told you to tell it to the Yidden, why didn't you tell it to the Yidden? If he didn't tell you to tell it to the Yidden, A, why didn't he? And B, how come you're telling it now? So we'll have to get back to that. But in the meantime, we said that the Ramban says that there are two things that he said. So the first thing refers to the mitzvahs. V'omer oid, ki hoyel Moshe be'er es ha-toyra. V'ze remes, v'mitzvah shenemru kva, shiyachazo oysam leva'er oysam ulechadesh bohem devorim. Then he says, hoyel Moshe be'er es ha-toyra, to explain the Torah. Yeah? In the first sentence he said, I'm going to tell you mitzvahs which I haven't told you before. Here he's saying, and I also have mitzvahs in Sefer Devarim, which I did have before, and which you know about, but they need a broadening, they need explaining and so on, and that's another thing I'm going to do in this farewell drasha. Now comes very, very interesting, a machloikas between the Ramban and Rashi. It's really like a wow. But it's one, again, a moshel of how important it is to figure out what words mean, because little differences in the meaning can make unbelievable differences. The term ho'il Moshe, what does it mean, ho'il Moshe? That's what the pasuk says, ho'il Moshe. Let's just look at the pasuk again, because it's really unbelievable. Be'eva yadin be'eretz Moav. Ho'il Moshe be'eretz ha'toyru ha'zoyz le'mayot. So what does ho'il mean? So let's see what the Rashi says. Ho'il hishel. K'mo hinei no ho'alti be'eretz ha'toyru. Yeah, in Bereshis, when Avraham was davening for Sodom, he says, hinei no ho'alti. So Rashi says, hishel. Which is really a pele atzuma of the noiva admaoid, because Rashi over there does not say that. Rashi says, when it says, hine no ho'alti, zog Rashi, here, vayan avron vayoyme, hine no ho'alti ledaber el adonai, vonoki offer for eifer, zog Rashi, ho'alti, rotzisi, kumoi vayoyel Moshe. Ho'alti means rotzisi. I like, it's something that I want. Just like it says by Yisro, when Yisro invited Moshe Rabbeinu to stay with him, he says, Vayoyel Moshe. Moshe agreed, yeah, oh yeah, that's a very nice idea. And he says, rotzisi. And here he brings the same pasuk to say that it means hischalti. So I'm not sure what the teretz is on that stira. The truth is, I didn't look at the Mefarshim of Rashi to see whether they are ma'ira, to the extent that they are ma'ira. I have to apologize for that. I didn't look at it. But the vial, it's ma'irik. Now, what's straight in Ramban? Ramban is ma'irik. Oh, the oma out ki ho'il Moshe be'er satoira. V'zeh remes v'mitzvah sh'neima k'moy sh'yagza oysa levaya oysam, like we read a minute ago. Now, v'tam ho'il Moshe sh'rotzo levaya es ha-toyra. He says that ho'il means that he wanted to be mevaya the Torah. It's something that he decided. I'm going to show you in a moment. V'hizkir kain lo'idia ki me'atzmoy ro'o la'asas kain. This was his own decision. V'loitziveyu Hashem bozeh miloshon ho'il no volin. That's in Shoftim. And v'lu ho'alnu v'neshev, that's in Yoshua. He's bringing two psukim, which shows that ho'il has to do with rotzo, which is really the way Rashi says over there in Bereshis. Now, it's interesting, the psukim which Rashi brings, let's just at least look at the Yeshua one, that's in Yeshua Zion. So here, Vayom Yeshua, Ahua Hashem Elokim, Lomo Hevato Hevier Soom Hazeh Sayaden, Loses a son of Yato Emoril Havidenu. It would have been so much nicer if we could have stayed in Eva Yaden. Zod Rashi, Luho Alnu, Halavai Nimlachnu, Losheves Be'eva Hayaden Mizrocho, Be'eret Zichon Ve'oig, Shenich Meshokva. It would have been so much better to stay over there. We wouldn't have had all this problem over here with the Emoigam. So Rashi says, Nimlachnu, Like, if we would have sat together and we would have taken advice from each other, if we would have considered, in other words, that Hoel is a lotion of thinking things over and reaching a decision. That's what's so interesting to me, at least, that the Ramban brings this as a Moshe. So he's saying that it has the same meaning over here. Hoel Moshe Be'ez HaTorah Hazos. That means Moshe Rabbeinu reached a decision, and he reached that decision within himself. Like he says over here also, Rotzisi, but it's a Rotzisi with a little twist to it. Not just that I want it. Phrase like that, somebody offers me a piece of chocolate and I like chocolate, so I say, oh sure, I'll have a piece. Yeah, that's not Hoyalti. That would be maybe Rotzisi as Rotzisi. But Hoyalti, at least the way Rashi learns over there, Hoyalti Nimla, it's something which Moshe Rabbeinu on his own decided to do. Moshe Rabbeinu, that is Sefer Devarim. See, and Rashi over here doesn't learn like that. It says his chalte. So, but I want to stick with the Ramban, because the Ramban does say this, and on the other one he doesn't say on the posuk from Shoftim. There Rashi is silent. And the Metzilah says Nitzrat Seisi. Same thing, Nitzrat Seisi means again to persuade myself that I want. It's a very subtle kind of meaning, but it's infinitely important. So, what's happening? That the way the Ramban presents it to us, what's happening is that Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting over there in Avos Moav. And suddenly it occurs to him, "Wow, I gotta talk to the Yidden. There are many things, mitzvahs which I haven't yet told them, and there are many mitzvahs which still need a lot of beer, and therefore I'd better go ahead and give them this drasha." How did it get into the Torah? The Torah says, you must say that the Ramban learns, like all those other shittas who hold, that Moshe Rabbeinu Taka said it on his own, and then the Ribbono Shel Olam, when he dictated the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, I want you to put your speech in Avos Moav in its totality into the Torah. And this becomes a shtickle Torah, bring the Moshe, just like Chves, the Torah quotes Bilam, the Torah quotes Parah. So now the Torah quotes Moshe Rabbeinu, that it's all right by the Torah. You know, that's the Ribbono Shel Olam's words. The Ribbono Shel Olam is quoting what so-and-so said. And this is what so-and-so said, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said it on his own initiative. And the Ribbono Shel Olam said, that becomes Torah. And that is why Sefer Devarim is as much Torah as everything else is Torah that the Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu to write. And Moshe Rabbeinu over here figures, Lehavdil, Elef, 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 Alfa, Avdolos, the direct quotes from Bilam and the direct quotes from Parah, the direct quote from Moshe Rabbeinu, this is what you said. Now, what's going on over here? What is going on over here? Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting in Avos Moav. The Ribbono Shel Olam apparently is not telling him, look, I want you now to tell these mitzvahs. And he's not telling him, I want you to give Musa. He's not telling him anything. I mean, the Ramban made that very, very, very clear. That he said, he did it me'atzvah. Yeah? Well, let's just see the posuk again. V'hiske kein lo'idir ki me'atzmol ro'o la'asas kein v'lo'itzi ve'yu Hashem bozeh. This was my own decision. So isn't that funny? You've got a whole bunch of mitzvahs in Sefer Devarim. And suddenly the Ribbono Shel Olam is quiet. Doesn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu what to do, doesn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu what not to do. Moshe Rabbeinu comes along and makes an inventory of all the mitzvahs which the Ribbono Shel Olam had taught him at Sinai, and says, hey, there's a whole bunch of mitzvahs which I haven't told him yet, I better tell them now. What's happening over here? What's going on? I mean, the Moshe Rabbeinu, I mean, in the Karatel, the Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu, Davel b'nei Yisrael v'amata lehem. And suddenly all these mitzvahs, which have not been mentioned before, Moshe Rabbeinu says, hey, I better tell it to them. I mean, didn't he trust the Rabbi Nisham? Would the Rabbi Nisham, if he wanted to tell them, like, what's happening? That's a very, very strange thing. Very strange thing. And that this Hoyer is so mashma'usti. It's so wow. He sat down and he considered, I guess the pros and cons were, look, the Rabbi Nisham is not talking to me. What's going to be? Those mitzvahs are going to be lost. Can you read? The Rabbi Nisham wants me to say it on my own initiative. Something like that. So what is happening over here is that the many Erlich Yidden, I'll quote the Sfas Emes because he's so moilodic in everything that he says, that Sefer Devarim is the beginning of Torah Shebal Peh. It's a Moira Gezach. So he quotes, I'm reading this now from the Mimar Makim, this quote from the Sfas Emes, that Sefer Devarim is Torah Shebal Peh. I'm not going to read that part to you because it just takes too long. But I'll read another part which is very nagea to us. I'm quoting now from the Sfas Emes. The Torah Shebal Peh. See, now that we've learned like the Ramban learns, like Moshe Rabbeinu sat down and said, this is what I have to do now. That's Torah Shebal Peh. The Ramban Shalom did not tell him to do that. If the Ramban Shalom didn't tell him to do that, so Moshe Rabbeinu with his Seichel HaYosha witnessed the fact that it was a Seichel HaYosha, because the Ramban Shalom took the whole thing and put it in the Torah, so he was mechaven to the Emes. So that is Torah Shebal Peh. Now let's see what happened over here. The Torah Shebal Peh tzorich yegiyos yosa mitorah shebiksav. The Torah Shebal Peh needs more effort than Torah Shebiksav. The Torah Shebiksav is written. I have to read it. But Torah Shebal Peh have to be mechadish. K'mo shekosev b'medrash Tanchuma. V'chein ro'inu ki koydem kabolas ha-Torah hoyo ini yitzias Mitzrayim. That kabolas Torah needed all the complications and suffering of the Golus Mitzrayim and the Yitzias Mitzrayim. And listen to this: the koydem Torah shebal peh hanal hutzuchu kamo mechomos. Well, I should have touched that a little differently. The Yitzias Mitzrayim. B'chein roinu ki koydem kabolas haTorah hoy in Yitzias Mitzrayim, where the Yidden were bechlan not involved. And everything that happened, the Ribbono Shel Olam did. I mistranslated it a minute ago. So that's what it means. Ki koydem kabolas haTorah hoy in Yitzias Mitzrayim, which did not involve the Yidden at all. Koydem Torah shebal peh hanal hutzuchu kamo milchomos. V'chol ha-masoes shenosu b'midbo k'mo shekos ne'emar here in Devarim acharei ha-koisoi she'acharei zeh zochu l'bchinas Torah shebal peh. Then what did the Gezach? If you look in the posuk over here in Devarim, it's really very chiddushing. Of course, I never notice anything until, I don't know, somebody has to knock me on the head. But the emes is that it's chiddush. Look what the pasuk says. Ele advarim asher divar Hashem, and so on and so forth. Here and there and there and there and there. So Omer lechem v'etz ahilem. No, and here. Here, pasuk dalet. So let's start at Gimel. Vahiva aboim shono ba'ashtei osa chodesh be'echad la'chodesh dibem Moshe el b'nei Yisrael kechoyl asher tzivar Hashem asoy alehem acharei ha-koisoy esichon melech ha-emoyri asher yoshev b'cheshbon ve'ez oig melech ha-boshon asher yoshev ashtogosh be'edrei. Like, why do you have to put that in? We know what happened. We know the history. We just finished Sefer Bamidbar. We know the Milchemes Oigen. We know the Milchemes Sichon and all the gute Sachen. And we know that now Moshe Rabbeinu is addressing them in Abba's Moyov. Why does it have to say acharei ha-koisoy? Zog the Heiliges Fas Emes. You know why it has to say that? Because it was the victories over Sichon and Oig that made it possible for Moshe Rabbeinu to be Mechadosh Torah Shebal Peh Sefer Devarim. Now that's a long story, and the she is going to go much too long if I'm going to start going into the details. But really, that is how Tzadok talks a lot about the milchomas of David HaMelech, why he wasn't allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash, because Domim Rabim Shafachto Lefonei Atzer. So what's the Domim Rabba got to do with not building the Beis HaMikdash? So it says because the milchomas which Yidden have with the Goyim is really only the outer form of the inner struggles. David HaMelech was not hadn't killed all the devils within him. He still had Yetzer Hara, he still had things which he had to conquer, of course with Yetzer at the level of David HaMelech, but he wasn't finished yet. And so Kidomim Rabim Shofach Lefonei Atzer, you're not yet settled, you're not yet the Ish Sholem whom I need. And what happened, Tucker? That's the whole story of Shlomo HaMelech. When Shlomo HaMelech is born, the Rebbeinu Shem says, call him Yedidya. Ma Pitom is a little baby, what's Yedidya? The Talmud is that he is the Hemshech of David HaMelech, that David HaMelech finally won all his struggles when he died, and Shlomo HaMelech carries on. And that is why Shlomo HaMelech, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that when he wanted to bring the Oron into the Beis HaMikdash, the gates wouldn't open until he said, David HaMelech, yeah, Hischos. And then they swung open. David built the Beis HaMikdash with Shlomo HaMelech's hands. The milchomas which he had, which prevented him from building the Beis HaMikdash, was that at that point he had not yet accomplished within himself that shlemus which would have made him appropriate for building the Beis HaMikdash. That happened at the moment of death. Finally, v'niach lo mikol ha'ayvav misaviv. Now you're ready to build the Beis HaMikdash, except you're not alive anymore. So Shlomo HaMelech will do it for you. But he's not doing it for himself, he's doing it for you. Witness the fact that on his own koyach he could never have brought the Oron. The only thing that made him possible to bring the Oron is your victory, which you finally were victorious. That's what the Sas Emes is saying over here. That the Mechemes, Sichain, and Oik. So he's got a whole Shtikel Torah. If you look at the Sas Emes over there, so he says that Melech Cheshbon, so Sichon was the king who, like, he stood for the problems of Machshava, and he was Ba'ashtaros Vedrei, Oig, that's the arm, so you have the mind and the arm, Tfilin Shal Rosh, Tfilin Shal Yad, Tzutzachot. Yeah? But that's the Pshat, Acharei HaKosoye, Sichon Melech HaMoiri, Vez Oig Melech HaBoshon. Only after that was he able to say Sefer Dvorim. Why? Because Sefer Dvorim is Torah Shebal Peh, that means that it has to well up within Moshe Rabbeinu. That is where it comes from. That is what Sefer Devarim is. And that, for that, you have to have Klal Yisrael on a level that Klal Yisrael should be able to internalize the Torah. I'll just read to you a little passage from the Maral, where he explains the bris that's in Gittin Omot Kuchov Gimel in the Chidush HaGodes. Ubiyo ze ki atoiro hu bris ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu ben Yisroel. Kasher Yisroel yesh lem atoiro shime eis Hashem u gzeroiso vasher goza Hashem yizboruch al ha'odam vzeo ba'atzmoy hachibur ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu ben Yisroel. In other words, a bris is a chibur, and a chibur is that we have to share something, and we can only share it if I have it within me also, not only you. V'achibur hazeh sheyesh liYisrael b'toyra eino rak al yedei dvorim shebal peh. Shal yedei toyra shebal peh onu mevinim amitas haToyra, de'oz yesh lo el ha'odam chibur el haToyra.
And then he says, where's Torah Shabbat Peh?
In my own circle, in my mind, that's where it is. It's nowhere else, it's only in me. And that's
why
it is. Why? Because the Torah Shabbat Peh is by you. So now you have Torah, you have Torah Shabbat Peh. Rabbi Shalom has Torah, Torah Shabbat Peh. You both have Torah, Chibur, Bris. That's what it is.
Oh, so these are unbelievable things. So the emes is that is the yesod, which it's further from the sfas emes over here. Because the Tanchuma says, "V'loy simtzo be'eretz achayim," says about the Torah. "U'may loy simtzo be'eretz achayim, v'chi be'eretz hamesim timtzo. Elo sh'loy timtzo Torah sh'ba'al peh, etzel mi sh'yivakesh oynek oylam taivu v'kovod u'gzulu b'oylam hazeh. Elo b'mi sh'meimis atzma oleh, sh'nema zoyz ha'Torah odam ki yomus b'oyel. וכך דאקו של תורגו פסו מלך תורגו למים במסורות תשתה ועל אורץ תשון וכי יצא תשיה ובתורגו אתה עומד. Please, I just want to say all these things that I'm reading to you, I'm nothing more than a microphone or whatever it is, a recorder. I mean, these madregas have no shaykhus to me, absolutely none. But it's interesting what's going on over here in Sefer Devarim. In other words, what's being said, What's the Heilige Sfas Emes saying? He's saying like this: where does Torah have to be? In you, right? That is Hoyel Moshe. I mean, he doesn't quote the Ramban, but that's what he's saying. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu sat down and was mechater Sefer Dvorim. Wow, a shtickel Torah. Yeah, he had to say Chabura, I guess, for somebody. Say Chabura, guys, I have a Chabura. What's the Chabura? Sefer Dvorim. Wow. Yeah, so how does that grow in a person? How does it grow? How does it grow in the person that the Torah, that he has Torah inside himself? That's what's happened over here. Those are the Milchemes Sichon and Oig, and the Milchemes Sichon and Oig. Acharei HaKaisar as Sichon v'Oig Melech HaBashan. Only after that is he able to be Mechadesh this Torah Shabbat. I want to read to you a letter from the Chazon Ish to give this body, and then we'll sort of come to the close of the shiur. This is Gimel. I think I've read it in the past. And again, please, don't be chosh at me. This has nothing to do with me. I'm just reading this letter. It's a Mayudiga letter. Yediyas haTorah ein ze pshuto shel sugyo b'chaye odam. If you want to become a Talmud Chacham, you can't live an ordinary life. Ki haloi amru ein divrei Torah miskaimim elo mishu meimis atzma oleha. The only way that you can become a Talmud Chacham and be called a Baal HaBos over the Torah is if you're meimis atzma oleha. Now, what's the good of dying? If you're dying, you can't learn. Zog the Chazon Ish, hamisa shebekan. He had a tia mipshuta shalachayim. Misa over here doesn't mean you have to die physically. It means that you have to kill within yourself your attraction which you feel to the physical world. You have to move from the pshuta shalachayim le'aimka shalachayim. Le'soich toicha shalachayim. You have to kill the superficial life and start living the deep life. Kol shor odam mabe b'shviras hamidus mabe chayim. Ki shviras hamidus hi harigas hachayim hashitchayim. When we try and break our midus, so what we're doing is we're killing our superficial life. Umiso shel hayetzer hamemale kol haguf hu hachayim hamoluch bedaka shel Torah. If you're shoiva the yetzer, that's the chayim, then you really start living. Midas hamishchosas rabbis heiner, vehem atzmoi besorah shel ha'odam, vehamemis achas mehen, hemis as atzmoi, umiktas atzmoi kechol atzmoi, veomnom miso zu techaye baleh. You have to die before you can live. Remember once, in my early days in Philly. So he used to really, like, one of the few people in my life whom I've come across who really learned Musa, Kailas. And I remember a whole Musa say, it must have been about half an hour. All he was doing was, he was like screaming, come out, Rutzoncha Shaloi Thomas, Musa Shaloi Thomas. I don't know where that saying comes from. Maybe it's Chazal, maybe it's in one of the Sefer Musa, I don't know. But that's what Ratzon Chashalai Thomas, Musa Chashalai Thomas. You want to not die? I give you the answer. If you don't want to die, die. Before you die. If you die before you die, then you won't die. But he means this Chazon Ish, of course. Yeah? V'hameimis achas mehen heimis es atzmai u'mitz es atzmai kechol atzmai v'omno miso zu t'chaye ba'leo v'divre toiro miskayem v'yodai v'inenu oimdem al midas ha'atzlus ha'tafes es moko m'chubet ben midas ha'mushchosais ha'atzlus mishtaraz al ka'a nircha v'al ha'machshova v'al ha'tenua l'fa'omem efshel limtzai and so on and so forth. Not good to read the whole, but if you have a chance, read it. It's letter 3 in the first chelik of the Ikus. That's what the Sasemis is saying over here. That's why you had to have these acharei hakosoy sichon melechem moires ag melech haboshan. Nothing comes without a struggle. And what was the struggle? The struggle was moiled in Moshe Rabbeinu, the koyach of Torah Shebaltan. What happened to that Torah Shebaltan? It became Torah Shebikzav. Sefer Devarim is chelik of the Torah. And it's Torah Shebikzav, exactly the same Torah Shebikzav as the Kola Torah Kola. But it's Moshe Rabbeinu's Chabura. He was Mechadish this. Oh, so what's the Pshat? Did Rabbeinu Shem tell him to say or not? The Pshat is like this. Yeah, I think that's what the Sfasemus means. That the Rabbeinu Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu these mitzvahs. He told him the Kola Torah Kola, you know. But then by each mitzvah he told him, now is the time to tell him this, to tell him that, to tell him this, to tell him that. But on those mitzvahs he never told him. On the mitzvahs which were not said before Sefer Dvorim, on those mitzvahs he didn't tell him go say it. Why not? Because he wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to be Mechadesh Torah Shebaltan. And that is why Sefer Dvorim comes at the end of the Torah, because now we're going from the Yotze Mitzrayim into the Boy Horetz. Starts the Tkufa of Torah Shebal Peh, and the Mimele, so many halachas were forgotten, and the Yimei Ebla Shel Moshe, and Ozniel Ben Knaz, as Hatzach Ketan. Everybody started learning, and being Mechadosh, and rediscovering. That is what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Hoyel Moshe, you remember that Chazal, that's unbelievable. This Taich in Hoyel. Nimlachnu, let's discuss it. Is it a good idea? Is it not a good idea? Moshe Rabbeinu must have trembled before he started saying Sefer Dvorah. Who am I to go and be Mechadosh Torah? The Rabbeinu is not talking to me, so I'm not going, there's nothing I can do about it. So I can keep quiet, but if I keep quiet, what's going to happen? I'm going to die. So he was Machlit, and he was Mechadosh, this Torah Shebaltah. And that is what Sefer Dvorim is. Sefer Dvorim is a chiddush which the Rebbeinu Shem gave us. Why did the Rebbeinu Shem give us the Sefer Dvorim? He was talking to every yeshiva bocher. He was talking to everybody who's sitting down and he wants to learn. And he's telling him, you know what? There's Torah Shebal Peh. Nowadays we have a Gemara. We have a lot of Torah Shebal Peh. But you should know that if you're mechadish correctly, if you do a Moshe Rabbeinu who was Mechadish a whole Sefer Dvorim, if you do that, you know what? It can become Torah Shebikzav. If you're Mechavan to the Emes, so then you discover that what you said is really a chelik of the Torah Shebikzav. And I think that is what the Ramban is saying in defense of the Smag, of the Sefer Mitzvot Gedolos. He's saying, what's Chanukah got to do with Nemru L'Moshe Mesinai? What's Megillah got to do? What's Meir Brochas got to do? And the Rambam goes to town and he says, can you sign what the Smag says? And the Ramban comes along and says, yes, it can be. And I think that this is what he has in mind. Like this, I asked you before. He says, you see that Chazal bring Psukim for Torah Shabbat Peh. Yeah, they bring Psukim for Torah Shabbat Peh. You know why? Because Torah Shebal Peh, if it's right, has the potential
of being discovered in the Torah Shebikhtav. It's all Ne'emru L'Moshe Misinai. So by Sefer Devarim, it actually became Torah Shebikhtav. But none of us are as big lomdim as Moshe Rabbeinu, and so the chaburos, which we have said, have not yet turned up in the Torah Shebikhtav. But it could be that there are Ramazim in the Torah Shebikhtav, and so on and so forth, which are merames to these Yesoidas, if they are right. So this is such an exciting parasha. Eli Advorim Eshadiva Moshe Bnei Yisrael. Acharei HaKaisai HaSichon. Yeah? You have to do a David HaMelech. We have to conquer the Sichons. We have to conquer the Sichons and the Oigs within us. The Chesroinus in our minds and the Chesroinus in our arms. The Cheshbon and the Edrei. And when we've done that, so then if we do what the Chazon Ish told us to do, to try and live abnormal lives, which look like pretty abnormal. But the Chazon Ish, they say, I don't know, but it says in the Sfogam that they wrote about the Chazon Ish, I don't know, whether it's Emes or it's not Emes, I can't tell you. But Lemoshe, he never slept in his bed. He never slept along the length of his bed. When he went to the bed to sleep, he slept across the width. So he shouldn't sleep too much. He shouldn't enjoy the sleep too much. So his legs hung down on the floor, and that's how he slept. I don't know how many hours he slept. I have no idea. But he says in this letter, Chazon Ish was the kind of Yid who, if he wouldn't have held by this, wouldn't have written it. And in rebellious words, that is the message of Sefer Devarim, and that is a Vau Shebevau message.